which is incorrect. Sorry about that. This, anyway, is on Wednesday, 7th of April from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And proceeds are in aid of the Medical Missionaries of Mary. So come along and give your support. Easter sale, and it's running from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Now, the junior mayor, Declan Smith, has dropped a line to Radio Drogheda requesting all the youth clubs to get involved in this year's junior mayor campaign, as only three candidates turned up at the last nomination session. That was last Friday night, rather disappointing. So another nomination session will take place at the Community Services Centre this coming Friday night, tomorrow night, between 7 and 8 p.m. Now, anyone between the age of 14 or 18 years may go forward, and that is people who live in the town or in the surrounding areas, such as Colin, Dulie, Clarehead, Termonfeckin, etc., etc. Now, first prize is a music centre, second prize is a cassette radio, and the third prize is a gift voucher worth £25. That's an extension of the time for nominations for junior mayor this coming Friday, then, 7 to 8 o'clock in the Community Services Centre. Now, our good friends with the Tully Allen Parish Building Fund have dropped us a line to let you know that they're presenting the Rathkenny Revels in Tully Allen Parochial Hall, starting tomorrow night, Friday 2nd of April, continuing Saturday night, 3rd of April, and Sunday 4th of April at 8:30 each evening. And admission, a mere £1.50. And by all reports, it's a great show. Nearly new clothes sale at the Community Services Centre Fair Street this coming Tuesday, April 6th. That starts at 2:30. That, of course, being Children's Allowance Day, to give you a chance to have some extra money in your pocket. And that's at 2:30 once again. Reminding you, still a number of places, not many, but just a number of places left on the Drogheda Youth Committee's summer holiday camp, which is taking place in July at the YMCA Camp Green Hills in Newcastle. Families, individuals or groups are asked to come along. It's for 8 days. The price is £40 and your deposit is £10. That secures your place. Holiday includes trips to the Mourne Mountains, archery, canoeing, pony trekking and various other activities. For more information and for booking, contact the youth officer Michael McMullen at 14 Mill Lane in Drogheda. As we mentioned last night, saw the beginning of that joint musical production from pupils of St. Mary's CBS and Our Lady's College Green Hills of Viva Mexico. It continues tonight, Friday 2nd, and the final night is on Sunday. Remember, no show on Saturday. That's Friday the 2nd, tomorrow night, Thursday tonight, and of course Sunday night, 4th of April. It's time for 8 o'clock each evening in Green Hills School, and tickets for the show are now available from either of the two schools are on the night. So that's about it from Community News for this morning. We'll have more Community News at 3:30 with Eddie, and the full rundown again at 6:30 with Kem. And if your organisation are organising anything in the near future, do let us know. Please write to us at 15 Fair Street, Drogheda, County Louth.
Boyd's of Newry. Go to Boyd's Store of Newry, where their annual spring sale is in full swing. Bargains in all departments, and most important, your punt equals sterling. In the domestic hardware department, feather pillows at £3.50. All metal ironing boards only £12.99. Thermos flasks only £2.20. Kitchen mats only £4.75. And Addis linen hampers only £4.99. In the china and glass department, household tea sets only £3.50. 30-piece dinner sets only £9.99. 21-piece china tea sets only £12.99. And half dozen packs of cut glass type wine goblets only £3.50. Glass trifle bowls only 99p. And remember, your punt equals sterling. In the pram department, Rathmore Silver Cross and Marmot prams from £92.99. That's Boyd's annual spring sale, and it's now on Boyd's Store of Newry.
There you are, right. Welcome back to us. 18 minutes to 12, and our final part of Tradio still to come. Reminder of our competition. We've got a t-shirt to give away. Lots and lots of correct entries so far, but today is, in fact, the final day. I have to have them in by tomorrow morning. Questions are as follows. Name three films in which the late John Wayne starred. What is his son's name, and in what television program does he appear? Entries to 15 Fair Street. Music from ABC.
Say to you, can you keep the secret? Would you know just what to do or where to keep it? Then I say I love you, foul the situation. Hey girl, I thought we were the right combination. Who broke my heart? You did, you did. Oh, to the target, blame Cupid, Cupid. You think you're smart? Stupid, stupid. Shoot that poison arrow to my heart. Shoot that. Shoot that poison arrow to my heart. Shoot that poison arrow.
No rhythm in cymbals, no
BBC, shoot that poison arrow. It's a quarter to 12. We're right on time with Tradio for once. I think it's the first time this week. And we have for sale until this time a large gas cooker with five rings, £70 on the nearest offer. Call please to 93 Rathmullen Park in Drogheda. That's a large gas cooker, five rings, £70 on the nearest offer. And 93 Rathmullen Park in Drogheda is the address to call to. For sale, Hoover Deluxe Tumble Dryer, 3 years old, but in perfect working order and lovely condition, can be seen in operation. Call any evening between 2:30 and 5:30 to Mrs. Mary Hughes, Mill Road, Cope in Drogheda. And that price, by the way, at £95. And Mary, I gather you had a little bit of a problem getting through to us, because you did write originally or initially without including the price and then trying to contact us at a later stage. We apologise for that. And at this stage, maybe take some time out to apologise to everybody who has difficulty in contacting us, because the only way, of course, is to write. And thankfully, a lot of people are managing to get through with mail. Our postal address, 15 Fair Street, until such time as the magic telephone is reinstalled. Anyway, Mrs. Mary Hughes, then, Mill Road, Cope in Drogheda, selling that at £95. For sale, a Hoovermatic Deluxe washing machine selling at £60, and a fridge selling at £40. Telephone 319-17, 041-31917. For sale, a child's first communion dress and spray headdress and veil, called 21 Scarlet Crescent in Drogheda. Also for sale, a three-door teak counter. Again, the address, 21 Scarlet Crescent. For sale, an electric cooker, second-hand, but in good condition, selling at £60, our nearest offer, and a three-piece suite, £50, our nearest offer. Contact Margaret Campbell at 9 Leward Square in Drogheda. Electric cooker, second-hand, in good condition, 60, a three-piece suite for 50. Margaret Campbell's the lady selling those. She lives at 9 Leward Square in Drogheda. Barons for sale, a gentleman, I believe, who can make barons to order, selling at £26 each, and if you'd ring this number, 368-72 anytime after 2 p.m. 368-72 anytime after 2 p.m. Presumably he wants to listen to Gavin's show. Now, an electric shower unit for sale is our last one for this morning. That's selling at £45. Contact Frank Smith at 24 Sunnyside in Drogheda. That's an electric shower unit selling at £45. Frank Smith, 24 Sunnyside in Drogheda. 12 minutes to 12, more Tradio tomorrow. Same time, same place. And you can write to us at 15 Fair Street with your items. It's free of charge. Three to go before the end of the program.
Do you know the way to San Jose? I've been away so long. I may go wrong and lose my way. Do you know the way to San Jose? I'm going back to find some peace of mind in San Jose. LA is a great big freeway. That never were are parking cars and pumping gas. You can really breathe in San Jose. They've got a lot of space. There'll be a place where I can stay. I was born and raised in San Jose. I'm going back to find some peace of mind in San Jose. Fame and fortune is a magnet. It can pull you far away from home. With a dream, you're never alone. Dreams turn into dust and blow away. And there you are, without a friend. You pack your car and ride away. I've got lots of friends in San Jose. Do you know the way to San Jose?
Oh!
John Warwick. Do you know the way to San Jose? It's 9:09. We take a break, back with news of our competition, and then Adrian Garvitz after this.
Who said that prices aren't coming down? Well, they are. At O'Brien Supermarket at the Boyne Shopping Centre, Drogheda. It's discount 82. Pearson Automatic E10 size £2.59. 15 ounce Harvest Baked Beans, 16.5p. 15 ounce Dog Food, 17.5p. 15 ounce Cat Food, 17.5p. Steak and Kidney Pie, 69p per tin. 6 ounce Pure Orange Juice, 15p. 12 ounce Jar of Honey, 69p. Jacob's Cream Crackers, 24p. Economy size SR toothpaste at 39.5p. 1.5 litre minerals, 69 pence. Biscuits with 5 varieties to choose from, 19.5p. Peaches and pears, 29.5p per tin. Yes, there's no doubt about it. It's discount 82 at O'Brien's in the Boyne Shopping Centre, Drogheda.
The 1982 car of the year is also the car with the perfect figure. 9. The new Renault 9. A neat, compact body with an amazingly spacious interior. Carefully placed engines and front-wheel drive free more space. The unique design of the front seats creates extra legroom in the back and more comfort all around. The new Renault 9, the car with the perfect figure. Take a test drive at your Renault dealer.
And in Drogheda, your Renault dealer is Brendan Kearns Motors of the Dublin Road, Drogheda. Why not drive up today and test drive the new Renault 9?
Gotta write a classic. Gotta write it in an attic. Babe, I'm an addict now. An addict for your love. I was a street boy, and you was my best toy. Found it easy to annoy you, but you were different from the rest. And I loved you all the wrong ways. Now listen to my say. If it changed to another way, would the difference make? Just keep living for dreams, and it's not what I mean. I mean, it's not what it seems. I just keep living for dreams. Gotta write a classic,
and I'm out of control.
Gotta write it in an attic.
Yeah.
you're interested in joining the Drogheda branch of the Adrian Gurvitz fan club, it's centered at the 21 Club at Old Abbey, all right? Just ask for Gina down there. Adrian Gurvitz and Classic, that's about it for this morning's program. Just telling you once again, a final time, to tell you questions for our competition. Two questions for you. Name three films in which John Wayne, the late Duke, appeared. Three films in which he appeared. And question two is, what is his son's name and in what television program does he now appear on a regular basis? Answers on a postcard or whatever to 15 Fair Street. You've got to have them in by tomorrow morning, so get moving. And do tell us what size of a T-shirt you want, please. Small, medium or large. Join us tomorrow, 9:30, for more mid-morning music. Taking us out, Tony Basil from Richard Kenny. Good morning.
Community Radio Drogheda broadcasting live AM and FM 24 hours a day, where the time now is 12 noon Thursday.
Gavin Duffy and Drogheda
means music!
Yes, guess you're probably as mesmerized as I am. Well, you know the day it is, April Fool's Day. They're trying to sabotage this program of yours truly. The lunchtime special with you all the way through until 2 o'clock, thanks to our producer, Neil O'Brien, who's obviously trying to make things awkward for me today. In the spirit of things, have you been caught out so far? My first April Fool was experienced last night at the Star and Crescent when I was told I was wanted at the front door and was greeted by some lovely young Drogheda damsels who said, "Gavin, April Fool." And this morning at the opening of the Balbriggan Shopping Centre, one Balbriggan lady...
Gavin Duffy and Drogheda.
Music!
Well, they're obviously enjoying... No, can I speak, please? One lady in Balbriggan called me out this morning as well. Before I get myself into any more trouble, because they at the controls obviously have a better chance of organising things than I have. What's happening now? Anyway, look, quickly, today we're hearing about the Balbriggan Shopping Centre. We have reaction to our glue-sniffing programme yesterday. We'll be hearing Tony Smith, who comes on to defend the Drogheda Amateur Boxing Club, and Johnny Connor about the exclusion of Johnny Thornton from the Irish boxing team. And we also have on the programme today Mairead in to tell us about School Engisha. That's the all-Irish school in Fair Street, and they are, at this time, enrolling pupils for next year. We'll be hearing all about the school. record we're taking you back to 1955, of course, was recorded in 1974, but it's all about the jukebox jive days of the 50s there from the group The Rubettes, starting us off in the lunchtime special this Thursday afternoon. Yes, it is the 1st of April, and I'm sure various people have played April Fools on you. They're trying here most earnestly at the station all morning to try and catch me out, and as you heard there at the start of the program, well, I had, you see, a slight advance warning because in queuing up I heard a laugh and I said they're going to try something sly. So I was sort of half expecting it, so it didn't catch me totally by surprise. Nevertheless, all in the spirit of the day. They say, of course, that April Fools only happens up until 12 o'clock and those who fool after it carry it on until the next year. So presumably I can look forward to more fun frolicking around next year on the 1st of April, and I'm sure it'll be happening throughout the day here on Community Radio Drogheda. But let's turn to the more serious and sad subject of glue sniffing. The reaction to the program was unbelievable. Last night I attended the pantomime meeting, the annual general meeting of that. I attended a housing action meeting. Just for a moment I dropped into it. Richard Kenny was at that meeting as well. And I also was at the Hair Spectacular in the Star and Crescent and around at a few other functions last night. And everywhere I went, people stopped me and talked about glue sniffing. Now, I know that one social worker in the Drogheda area had great reservations about our program being broadcast because, as you heard those youngsters yesterday, they were saying and talking very freely about the great kick that they get out of taking glue, which was almost an advertisement for it. But what shocked me all along, and why we decided to do the program, was that glue was available to these young people. And we heard on the program yesterday a young chap talking about how easy it was to go in and rob glue in Connolly's. Now, this morning, if you're out on the town, you will find that you won't get any glue. There was a mass reaction amongst shopkeepers. Customers went in and said it to them this morning, and there's no glue on any shelf anywhere in the town at the moment. And my plea to you is, if there is any shop displaying glue, even if it's a small little grocery shop and they have glue displayed even behind their counter, it is all important that you report it to them, tell them of the danger that they're putting themselves in and putting some youngster in, and try and get that rectified immediately, because this is part of the problem. I know we can't blame the shopkeepers for stocking glue, but I think it is important that they're aware of how serious the problem is. I also noticed that in the arcade yesterday, that's the Abbey Shopping Arcade, and up there around the top where seemingly some of them hang around, I noticed a few people stopping and talking to them and, you know, wanting to find out what they're at and why they're doing it, and at least taking an interest in it and being, you know, being aware. I hope that some parents who are not sure where their Johnny or where their Mary is, who let their young children ramble around the town, not caring what time to come home at, what time to go out at, or what kind of company they hang around at, I hope those parents will now ask a few questions of their children and perhaps ask a few questions of their conscience, because this is also very important. But I think we have created an awareness that there are some young people in the Drogheda area and there's something wrong with them, and hopefully that this will be the start to a cure and to a remedy of the sad situation that we heard of on yesterday's program. And yes, some people did say that they noticed that I was a little bit awestruck throughout the interview. I was, to hear them talking so freely and so frankly about damaging their own brains. I don't know if they're mature enough to realize the serious damage they're doing. And I think that's what really shocked me about the whole thing. Here's Modern Romance.
Nothing ever goes the way you play. line and check that's out of sight.
Well, I've never been the type to stay at home. I'm a mistress of the microphone. I drink champagne and caviar. You see, boys, I'm a superstar. I'm the queen, I'm the queen, I'm the queen of the rapping scene. I'm the queen, I'm the queen, I'm the queen of the rapping scene. Check this, gotta move to the left, move to the right, but you gotta keep dancing through the night. My hair is blonde, but I sure ain't dumb. I've got one nation under my thumb. Now, these toy boys ain't no big noise. They think they're really smart, but what they lack is the neat attack of a girl that'll break your heart. I'm a sweet soul sitter, and there ain't no mister that'll ever get the better of me. So treat your feet to the beat that's neat with your favorite girl MC. I'm the queen, I'm the queen, I'm the queen of the rapping scene. I'm the queen, I'm the queen, I'm the queen of the rapping scene.
Now pardon me, your majesty, but you're talking to the best. And if you want to rap with this handsome chap, then first you gotta pass my test. Come fly with me in my 2CV. We're gonna get ourselves a bottle of wine, and then head on back to my penthouse flat, and I'll show you a real good time.
Don't kid yourself, you waste of space. You're super slob with an ugly face. Next time you try to make a pass, just stick to women in your path. I'm the queen, I'm the queen, I'm the queen of the rapping scene. I'm the queen, I'm the queen, I'm the queen of the rapping scene.
Modern romance, queen of the rapping scene. Nothing ever works out the way you plan it. Just want to fit in a quick mention, because I might not have time later on in the program, to congratulate everybody involved in the Hair Spectacular show last night at the Starring Crescent, a superb show. Kieran's Hairdressing of Drogheda presented, Eamon Kieran's of Hodgins, and Jared of Kieran's of Stockwell Street presented what was a fantastic show. When I say fantastic, one of the outstanding things for me was the great organizational effort that had to go into a show of this size and caliber, because we had on stage in excess of 80 models who had their hair done, some of them rather weird, some of them rather unusual, some of them very beautiful, and some of them just the everyday look. Everything that you could possibly think or imagine in hairstyles was displayed last night at the Star and Crescent to a packed capacity audience. I know that they were expecting 450, and according to one of the Star and Crescent workers that I was talking to last night, they had in excess of 600 people there last night for the show. And it was amazing to see the huge turnout of people, and more amazing was the huge turnout of models. And Kira Kakan, I think, was the name of the compere, along with the very able and capable CRD presenter JK, alias Jim Kearns, presented the show. And we saw models, as I said, of all sorts, shapes and sizes. And whilst I only got in for the latter end of the show, I thought that the wrap-up of the show, the finale, and the display of the models towards the end was fantastic. There was a hairstyle there, the disc hairstyle, which I thought was rather unusual. Very big disc actually placed into the head, and this girl had her hair all in a big circle. You'd have to see it. It's impossible to try and describe it. And then, of course, there was people with sort of hats woven onto their head out of their own hair, if you can understand what I'm saying. They were brilliant as well. Some of them with their hair put into little plaits and forming a net over their face, as actually was seen on the poster for the Hair Spectacular, and many unusual hairstyles. And then the most unusual thing was that the choreography done by Paul Bernan, the dance to finish off the night by the dancers especially brought about for the show, Galaxy, they displayed various futuristic type hairstyles, and they came out with blue, pink, yellow, red, tri-coloured hairstyles, you name it, they had it, and they were most unusual and really a great spectacle. Incidentally, you may remember yesterday on the programme we had some tickets for auction, and I thought some people would be interested. Well, we sold the tickets for £27, so one ticket for we had two tickets, we sold one ticket for £15 and the other one for £12. One young lady doesn't want her name mentioned, so I'll just say Elaine, Elaine Blue, because she's wearing, she told me to call her Madam X, but Elaine Blue, she was wearing a blue dress last night. She bought tickets for £12, and Sean Collins
a well-known local man. He bought the other ticket for £15, so that's £27 for two tickets. We didn't do too bad at all, so thanks to those people who paid £27 for £4 worth of tickets last night. It was really worthwhile, and thank you very much, because it's not for us, of course. It goes to the Daughters of Charity. The show was in aid of them last night. Here we are with the Crystals and a song called The Do Run Run.
Cinema entertainment at the Oscar Cinemas, Boyne Shopping Centre, Drogheda. These films are now on show in the Oscar Armchair and the Oscar Pullman.
Well, happening for you in the Oscar Pullman tonight, Thursday. It's its last night, the competition, starring Richard Dreyfuss, Amy Irvine and Lee Remick. And happening tonight at 7:30 in the Oscar Armchair, it's Prince of the City, A Cop is Turning and Nobody's Safe. At Cinema Entertainment this Thursday evening, happening for you at the Oscar Cinemas Boyne Shopping Centre, Drogheda.
Hi, music lovers, your action packed.
Yes, it's us again, telling you that Dublin prices have come to Drogheda, as if you'd forgotten. And they're available only at the VG Super Value Abbey Shopping Centre, West Street in Drogheda. Nice prices like butter at 65.5p, sugar at 49.5p, large sliced pans only 30.5p, Kellogg's Giant Size 63p, Lion's Tea Bags 80s only 60p, 100 grams of Jacob's Coffee only 89p, Blue Band Margarine only 46p, Gatto Swiss Rolls only 39.5p. These and many more great prices available at VG Super Value. Great value. And don't forget that our customers say we have the best staff in town. And remember, we have a trolley caddy service, taking your basket to your car free of charge. That's about it. VG Super Value, Abbey Shopping Centre, Drogheda.
Bargains happening for you at N. Smith & Sons, North Road, Drogheda. Guaranteed A1 used cars at Smith's include a 1981 Fiat 127 Sport with only 8,000 miles on the clock, to you, £3,950. A 1981 Ford Cortina 1600L Cashel, £6,500. A 1980 Ford Fiesta Deluxe, £3,950. And a 1980 Fiesta Supersport, £4,500. If you're looking for the best in bargains and the best in A1 used guaranteed cars, it's got to be N. Smith & Sons, North Road, Drogheda. Call to Drogheda's main Ford dealers, N. Smith & Sons, and feel free to browse through the fabulous Fords at N. Smith & Sons.
Ford, oh yes, we go further.
Must say, this is truly one of my favorites. Comes from that great group, Stars on 45. Well, they're the Stars on 45 people. Star Sound is their name. And here they are with Stars on Stevie.
Baby, Let us bounce to fall.